Independence, we note that it states the laws of nature and nature's God, that we receive our unalienable rights given unto us by our Creator, as our forefathers sought out the supreme judge of the world to implement his divine providence to establish the Declaration of Independence. Now that's interesting. We also know that our forefathers, 28 of them were Episcopalians, 8 of them were Presbyterians, 7 Congregationalists, 2 Dutch Reformed, 2 were Lutherans, 2 Methodists, and 2 Roman Catholics. 1 was unknown, and 3 were claimed to be deist, which evidence does not support. We also know that out of the 15,000 writings, letters, diaries, sermons, and other works that were written by various leading Americans from 1760 to 1805, 34% of these quotations in the framers' writings directly came from the Bible. But what preceded our forefathers? Have you ever heard of the Mayflower Compact? This was the governing document of Plymouth Colony. You ever heard of the Plymouth Rock? Or the Mayflower, that famous ship? It was written by separatist congregationalists who called themselves saints. Later, they were referred to as pilgrims or pilgrim fathers. They were fleeing from religious persecution by King James of England. So let's look at their Declaration of Independence. It was called the Mayflower Compact. In ye name of God, amen. We whose names are underwritten, the loyal subjects of our dread sovereign Lord King James, by ye grace of God, of Great Britain, France, and Ireland King, defender of ye faith, having undertaken for ye glory of God and advancement of ye Christian faith and honor of our king and country, a voyage to plant ye first colony in northern parts of Virginia, do by these presents solemnly and mutually in presence of God and one of another, covenant and combine ourselves together in a civil body politic, for ye are better ordering and preservation and furtherance of ye ends aforesaid, and by virtue hereof to enact, constitute, and frame such just and equal laws, ordinances, acts, constitutions, and offices from time to time as shall be thought most meet and convenient for ye general good of ye colony, unto which we promise all due submission and obedience, in witness whereof we have hereunder subscribed our names at Cape Cod, ye 11 of November of ye reign of our sovereign Lord King James of England, France, and Ireland, ye 18th and of Scotland, ye 54th, Anno Domini, 1620. Folks, it's also interesting to note, across the field from where the famous Plymouth Rock and the Mayflower landed is something called the Matrix of Liberty. Now, for those that have not seen the Matrix of Liberty, I'm about to give it to you. It's an octagonal statue. On one portion of this statue is something called Faith. It is a 36-foot classical draped female standing with 1 foot on Plymouth Rock. She is holding an open Bible in her left hand while her right hand is uplifted to heaven. The pilgrims were children of the Reformation, with Christ as their mediator and the Bible as their source of wisdom. Hence the star of honor on her forehead. Hammett Billings, the architect, wrote, "She looks downward as if to those she is addressing, seeming to call them to trust in a higher power." On another portion of the statue is morality. Morality is a woman holding a tablet of the Ten Commandments in her left hand and the scroll of Revelation in her right. On the one side of the throne is the prophet Moses holding the tablets of the law and looking towards heaven, and on the other side is an evangelist writing in a book. Another portion of this statue is none other than education. Education is a draped woman pointing to a book in her lap. The small figures in the niches to the right and left of her chair represent wisdom and youth. Another portion of this statue is none other than law. Law is portrayed as a draped male, also holding a book. His chair is supported by justice, a woman with scales and a sword, and mercy. And of course, we have none other on this statue than Liberty. Liberty is a helmeted male draped with the lion's skin, cradling a sword in his right hand.
Did you know that the founder state constitutions were an average of only 5 pages nationwide?
Did you also know that they focused more on the character of those placed in office more than the laws themselves? For example, Delaware constitutional requirements for men in office: I do profess faith in God, the Father, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, and in the Holy Ghost, blessed forevermore. How about Pennsylvania Constitution? I do believe in one God, the creator and governor of the universe, the rewarder of the good and the punisher of the wicked. And then over to North Carolina's Constitution: no person who shall deny the being of God, or the truth of the Christian religion, or the divine authority, whether of the Old or New Testaments, or who shall hold religious principles incompatible with the freedom and safety of the state, shall be capable of holding any office or place of trust or profit in the civil department within this state.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. I just want to give you a real quick heads up. One of the things that we have been noticing on our channels is, first and foremost, is that I had to show an ID before I could continue on one of my channels. But yet, when I cross-checked it, concerning Google, before I set up an account, do I have to do that? For some reason, I'm having to do that. Well, nobody else is having to do that. We're also noticing over at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, where my personal page, in other words, my radio show and my content is continuously being heavily, friends, surveilled. And what I'm saying that is every month we're having to restream and we're having to reconnect. So in other words, what they're doing is they're telling on themselves. And I'm also noticing that when I want to bring up certain videos for you, it won't let me bring up certain information for you. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to try to do my best here and I'm going to play this for you. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to put it right up so you can hear what's going on. In just a moment here. But before I get to that, I just want to let you know that we are being heavily targeted, okay? And we're being heavily targeted because we're right. And what we're doing is we're establishing people, and we're putting people, giving them the knowledge to put their feet back upon the rock. And the bad guys don't want that. And again, we're not asking them for permission. Folks, again, let me just strongly suggest one of those things that I continuously reiterate on this show. You need justice, and if you don't bring it to corruption within the halls of government, friends, you're done. And again, I don't like saying that. I'm not a doom and a gloomer, but really what it comes down to is when the people fail to take responsibility, this is what happens. And also with that, I also wanted to highlight, segueing perfectly into the next point that I'm going to make here, it's interesting. I'm watching a documentary right now, and the documentary is actually called A Precarious State. And it's about Minneapolis, what's going on in Minneapolis. And by the way, that word precarious in context means dangerously likely to fall or collapse. And I've been watching this now for the last hour. And interesting, all the way through, I keep noticing all the people that are up and they're moving out and the businesses that are moving out of the state. I just want to tell y'all something. We don't run. Patriots don't run.
Christians don't run. Conservatives don't run. They stand up and they fight. And the only ones that are having to understand, or should I say do understand what I'm trying to share with you right now, is how is it that you can look at a people that have gone before you, that have fought, bled, and died in many cases, fighting against the very people overseas that you are now dealing with in the offices, those that are being occupied in America, calling themselves representatives. How is it that our forefathers could pay the ultimate price fighting them off in other countries, but you stand back and instead of dealing with them in your backyard, you go ahead and you stand up and you capitulate in the face of what's going on in this country? I don't understand that. I never will understand that. I don't ever want to understand that because I'm not going to be a part of that lot. And if you look at Revelation 21 verse 8, it talks about the very first thing, the very first people, the group of people that are brought before the Lord on judgment, Revelation 21 verse 8. You know who they are? The fearful, the cowards, those that capitulate in the face of the battle that they're called to war. How is it that I'm watching this video and I keep seeing people talking about how they're going to get out of Minnesota, or we're going to get out of this state, or we're going to get out of Michigan, or we're going to get out of Florida, whatever the case is? What do you think, that you can run from the problems that you're procuring under yourself through a lack of judgment? No, you're forfeiting your God-given rights to the enemy is what you're doing. And if you think that they're just going to, when they take more land and they take more possession by driving you out, if you think that they're just going to go away because they got what they wanted, you're sadly mistaken, people. These are not the people that you can help. These are the kind of people that you must lawfully deal with. And when the Bible tells us that evil men understand not judgment, oh my goodness. I'm getting a pre-screening of this on a daily basis in this country. People love their freedom so much that when it's their opportunity to stand up and fight for their kids, they're the first ones to pack their bags and run to another state, as if to suggest that that problem's not coming to you. Read Numbers 32-23. When you get a moment, I want you to consider this. The signers of the Declaration of Independence, five signers were captured by the British as traitors. They were tortured before they died. 12 had their homes ransacked and burned. Two of the forefathers lost their sons in the Revolutionary War, and another had two sons captured. 9 of the 56 of our forefathers fought and died from wounds or hardship of the Revolutionary War. John Hart was driven from his wife's bedside when she was dying. Their 13 children fled for their lives. His fields were laid to waste, and for more than a year, he lived in forests and caves, returning home to find his wife dead and his children vanished. And a few weeks later, he died from exhaustion and a broken heart. Morrison Livingston suffered similar fates. Those are the ones that sacrificed themselves to give you the freedoms that you have today. Did you know that during World War I, there was 3,350 men that never came home? They went missing in action. Did you know that World War II, that there was 78,777 men that went MIA? They just vanished. They disappeared. They never came back home. Did you know that during Korea, and by the way, I come from a military family, in Korea, where my dad was picking up body parts from the waters, 8,172 men never returned. They never came home again. Nobody knows where they're at. Vietnam, you have 2,260 men that just disappeared. My cousin was killed there. And when I look at the history of those that were willing to fight, like my grandpa, there was 116,516 Americans that fought, bled, and died fighting off tyrants. We were told, right? They were willing to do what needed to be done, and they weren't committing suicide for having to do it. They committed suicide if they couldn't do it. And when you look at World War I, and then you begin to look at World War II, by the way, my grandpa was in World War I, my uncles were in World War II, there was 405,399 men that fought, bled, and died fighting against tyrants overseas so the homeland would stay secure and safe. Did you know that during that war that there was not a household in America that did not feel loss? Everybody felt loss, friends. Everybody did. 405,399. In Korea, there was 36,516 men that never came home. Vietnam, 58,151, and Iraq and Afghanistan, folks, 8,000. And Americans that are in the homeland want to run because they failed to deal with corruption? Wow.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Andrew Young, former mayor of Atlanta, said, "You don't want to think of yourself as a martyr, but if you worship in a religion, Christianity, where the symbol of that religion is a cross, you are reminded every day of your lives that the cross is not something that you just hang on the wall. It's something that comes out as a result of confrontation with evil, and that when you face that confrontation with evil, you're likely to face the possibility with a physical death. But if you don't face that confrontation with evil, you inevitably face a spiritual death."
Hi, this is Brian Fisher. I'm the host of the Focal Point Radio program on the American Family Radio Talk Network. And Bradley, I just want to thank you for inviting me to be a guest on your program. I want to thank you for being a guest on my program. You're fighting a good fight. You're fighting for liberty and for truth. Keep it up, my friend, and God bless you.
BBSRadio.com.
Governments, like clocks, go from the motion men give them. Wherefore, governments rather depend upon men than men upon government. Let men be good, and the government cannot be bad. But if men be bad, the government will never be good. William Penn. A republic versus a democracy? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We are a constitutional republic. We are not a democracy. Thomas Jefferson's letter to the Danbury Baptist Association, January 1st, 1802. The First Amendment has erected a wall of separation between church and state and barring the government from what it's attempting to do today. To prove that point, President Thomas Jefferson was president of the United States of America, as well as public schools in Washington, D.C. The two books that he made mandatory were Watts Hymnals and the Bible.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, brand new site. And if you want to call in at any time, please do. That number is 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. If you want to check us out on social media platforms, you can do that as well. sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe, and or before it's news.com. And friends, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the conduct or the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, I want to go forward here because I was just highlighting the fact that you have all these men that fought, bled, and died fighting in, foreign wars, fighting off tyrants we've been sold, right, by the current administration during that present or particular time, that they laid down their lives. They made the ultimate sacrifice to give us the freedoms that we have. And I'm putting in contrast, friends, how the American people today, their posterity, that instead of dealing with corruption in the halls of government, they just say, you know what, this country's turning into a literal hell. Psalm 9, 16, and 17, that's what the Lord said would happen to a people that refuse to obey him. But they say that, you know, the state is going to hell, literally, and in the process, we're just going to pack up and leave. And I'm just proposing to some of you people that are cowards. I want to say this to you first and foremost. You don't deserve the freedoms that you have.
You really don't. You know, you love your country so much that when it's your opportunity to do the same thing for your kids, nope. No, what you want to do is you want to go ahead and forget all that, and you want to leave and go somewhere safe. As of again, to suggest you're masters of self-deceit, people. You really are. Because you have to understand, these are problems that you cannot run away from. And when I started off the first segment, I was just watching a documentary and I was just going through this and I'm thinking, that's all you people keep doing is talking about the branches on the tree, all the problems that are incurred. But you don't lay the axe to the root of the tree by going to the people that are responsible for creating the problems in the first place. And yet we have provision in the U.S. Constitution to deal with them that way. I mean, it's honestly, it's embarrassing. And when the Lord said, evil men understand not judgment, that is exactly 100% right. They would rather suffer the abuse rather than to right themselves of the wrongs that are being committed against them. That is about as backwards as it possibly gets. The Lord gave us commandments, and when we're born of the Spirit of God, we're going to bear fruits of the Spirit of God to deal with the corrupt by keeping His commandments and establishing judgment upon the heads of the wicked. Why? So we can have righteousness and peace for our posterity. I brought up on the show, or maybe it was a church service, where I have a little bobblehead right next to me. It's Thomas Paine, the one that gave forth the clarion call called Common Sense, which is riddled with scripture. You've been taught that by the revisionist, who have no truth in them, John 8:44, that he was the least religious signer. Oh my goodness, friends, if it was today, he would be considered one of the most religious signer, or forefather, I should say, forgive me. But he's the one that said, if there's going to be trouble, let it come in our time so their children don't have to deal with it or suffer the consequences. And another thing that I've shared with the people is how many times I've heard across the country, look at the kids are doing. You know, look at, they're just turning the country into hell. Well, it's like, hey, older adults, who raised those kids up? Wisdom is justified by her children. That's your reflection. You're responsible for that. So what you complain about, instead of righting the wrongs, you leave it to your kids to right the wrongs. You're going to be cursed. They're going to look back and they're going to look at you as a reproach. Well, you forgot them in the process. And for goodness sakes, friends, how do you sit there and look at the price paid for your freedoms and allow the things that you tolerate and allow in the halls of government today? It's amazing to me. One of the things that I talk about in many of my programs is the fact that you go to Arlington Cemetery and you see all these men that have fallen and paid the ultimate price to give us what we have today. And it's the politicians on the other side of the Potomac River that send them. And you all the well know, friends, that the said politicians are the ones that are sending them in many cases unconstitutionally so they can make profits, them and their buddies in the military-industrial complex. But instead of going across the river and holding them accountable and showing them the price paid for their freedoms as well as yourselves, and if the American people out of gratitude were really thankful for the price paid for their freedoms, they wouldn't tolerate the corruption on the other side of the Potomac that they do. And yet they do. And yet they do. And it's shameful. It's absolutely shameful. You know, one of the things that I do when I do high school assemblies or colleges, or I just give my message in general, I'll ask them, how many in this room know their Constitution? How many know their Declaration of Independence, their Bill of Rights? The list goes on, and they laugh at me. Literally, people will laugh at me like it's no big deal. It's not important. And then I'll say to them, well, if you don't know your rights, guess what? You don't have any rights. Right? Yeah, that's right. The Lord gives us our rights to do the right thing, not the wrong thing. And then what I'll do is I'll propose to the room, the teacher, faculty, and the students. There can be 3,000 kids, 2,000, 1,000. There can be 1,000. There can be 500. There can be 250 of them. I'll ask them the question, well, you thought it was funny that you didn't know your founding documents. Now, let me ask you this way. How many in this room have had uncles and brothers, friends and cousins and neighbors and dads and perhaps your grandpas that have fought in world wars? And then about 90%, 85 to 90% of the hands go up in the room. Okay, so you didn't think it was important for you to have to take the time to know what it was that your veterans were fighting, bleeding, and dying for But it's interesting how you just told me that 85 to 90% of the people in your family have served in wars. And all of a sudden I have them for 3 hours now because I just showed them the price paid for their freedoms. Right? Because we all understand that freedom is not given unto us to do what we want to do. It's given unto us to do what we ought to do. And out of gratitude, we do what we want to do in fighting to uphold what it is that they fought, bled, and died establishing. Right? I want to say this, and listen to this carefully. When you go over to the oath given by our military, and one very similar concerning our said representatives, and folks, it's very close. It's very similar. I, my name, do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies. Does that include just foreign, or does that include domestic as well? It says both foreign and domestic. That means here in our own backyards. So in other words, our said representatives don't have a right to do the wrong thing. And if our military and our politicians are actually doing their job, what they're going to do is they're going to deal with anybody and everybody that dares kicks against the laws found, the enumerated laws found within the U.S. Constitution. They're not going to tolerate it. Well, they say the oath, but yet when it comes time to actually dealing with the corrupt domestically, what do they do? What do the people do? I mean, it's embarrassing. Well, you guys understand already, right? What they're supposed to do, but do you see them doing that? No. And then it goes on, in that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office upon which I'm about to enter. So help me God. You know, the American people have been taught somehow or another that when they say, so help me God, that the Lord is going to do it for them when the Lord commanded you to do it for yourselves. And again, people don't quite understand that. And for the life of me, I don't understand it. I am so grateful for what these men did for me that I not only am an obedient son as to my Father in heaven, but one that establishes righteousness in this earth by magnifying the law against all manner that kicks up against that law or transgresses that law, which is known as sin, 1 John 3:4. So let me just ask everybody something. How is it that we sit and complain about what we tolerate? Let me lay this to your candor as well. How is it that the people sit there, like for in the Minneapolis area, sit and complain about all that Tim Walz, all that Keith Ellison, all that Ilhan Omar, Amy Klobuchar, and the rest of them have done in violation and transgression of our law? How is it that the American people circumvent themselves around dealing with the very ones that are responsible for the issues in the first place? That is cowardice. That's exactly what that is. That is cowardice. What are you afraid of? In my state, 5.9 million people, what are you afraid of? The message is, that's been given is that, listen, they can do whatever they want to do. They can commit the act of treason. They can be under 60 investigations. They can be caught on a hot mic. They can commit the act of treason. And I'm thinking of Ilhan Omar. They can have recruitment centers for ISIS in their own districts. And yet there's no justice. And there's no justice because the people don't demand the justice. And so what happens? You get more injustice and more injustice and more and more and more and more. Instead of Amos 5:24 comes to my aid, let judgment run down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream. Instead of judgment running down upon the heads of the guilty, judgment from God comes upon the accomplices to those that are guilty, namely those that profess to be Christians and fail to act in his name. This is shameful conduct, and it's an embarrassment to all of us. And I'm not going to sit down and roll over in the face of what's going on here, folks. We have to lawfully stand up, and we're going to keep moving forward, regardless if the rest of you pack up and run like a bunch of cowards that you are.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So, don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
A test of a Christian character is what he does after he comes to the blockade in the road, and what his attitude is after everything has left him except Jesus. You will never know down here that Christ is all you need until Christ is all you have left. You will never be able to tell the world for sure what he will do in a crisis unless you learn to live in crisis. Lester Roloff. President Franklin Pierce was right when he stated that the storm of frenzy and faction must inevitably dash itself in vain against the unshaken rock of the Constitution. How right he is. President James Knox Polk said, "One great object of the Constitution in conferring upon the president a qualified negative upon the legislation of Congress was to protect minorities from injustice and oppression by majorities."
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Karen from Harrison, Arkansas. My husband James and I are proud supporters of the Sons of Liberty radio program. We love the way Brad delivers God's word and how he brings in the Constitution to his ministry. We pray that your ministry will continue to grow and reach more people in the future. May God bless both of you.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, just highlighting all those Americans that love their freedom so much that when it's time for them to stand up against tyranny in their own backyard, they're the first ones to pack their bags up and run to another state to leave the problem with their kids. It's incredibly shameful, to say the least. We got Christine calling in from Wisconsin. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Hi. I actually had called a couple months ago and you prayed with me before a protest, which I've done several for family court and CPS reform. And what we are finding is that trying to explain to people that this is really, we call it, the group I'm with is, we call it the silent Holocaust. And what we're finding is that it goes from the judges don't obey the Constitution, the lawyers, they're all working together, our kids are being profited off, but the corruption, how far up the line does the corruption go? And people have written, you know, the Bar Association, the Department of Justice, called on their state attorneys, and it's going nowhere. Yep. And appeal judges, because they're all ignoring the Constitution.
Yep.
So it's just me and another grandmother who both have children who are lost in this horribleness. We're standing for all children, but what I'm shocked is that where are God's people?
Yeah.
Like, you can't, it just like you were saying earlier, it falls on deaf ears, and it's like so shocking that, because basically this is, whether it's for regular trafficking for these children to bring money into the state and local economy because they're involved with the courts, or in some cases these kids disappeared and are probably literally sexually trafficked. Like, these are our children.
Yeah.
Like,
the American people. Christine, let's be biblically rational about this conversation. There's nothing silent about this genocide, this Holocaust, as you call it. There's over 80 million babies that have been murdered since 1973, and the American people let them do it. Okay, it's the American people. It's their responsibility. It's them tolerating the crimes. And until the American people take responsibility and repent for what they've tolerated, and regardless of when it comes to the shedding of innocent blood, speaking of which, 2 Kings 24, verse 4 comes to my aid. The Lord said he would not pardon it. So for those 80 million babies, every drop of their blood that has been shed, innocent blood, Proverbs 6:17 as well, God hates hands that shed innocent blood. For every drop of blood, there will be a just recompense upon from heaven upon the heads of the guilty. So in saying that, when you're looking at the child trafficking, the American people have already given them a pass because back in the 1970s, they were sold something called Watergate, which was another pedophile ring cover-up, just like the one going on right now, and it's been going on for a long time in this country. And the American people know it, and they tolerate it, but they don't care as long as it doesn't interrupt them in their selfish lives. And that is the truth of the matter. It's absolutely the truth. You know, like you just asked the question, where are the children of God? I can tell you this. They're MIA. They're over in other countries preaching a gospel to these third world countries that they fail to preach to their own kids in their backyard. And when you look at Psalm 78, verse 9, what does it say? It says, the children of Ephraim, the Lord's children, right, being armed, the American people still are, carrying bows, they have the means to right the wrongs. But what did they do? Did they go after and deal with the corrupt? No, they turned back in the day of battle. They're capitulating. They're running from their responsibility in droves. And they're not Christian. It's a lack of, it's unchristian is what it is. And remember, nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Christ himself did. I'll tell you what, that's why judgment's raining upon America right now, because in America, you can do whatever you want to do to the American people, and they'll do absolutely nothing to those that are doing it. That's just the truth. Overwhelmingly, it's true.
What else besides, you know, we're standing, we're speaking.
Yep.
We're trying to stand up. We're just two little old women. both of us are older and disabled, and yet it drives at me every day that, like, there's got to be something more to do.
That's a good sign, Christine, that something keeps driving you. Read Colossians 1:29, because that's how I feel too. Because what's crazy about all of what's going on in this country is we have the ability to right the wrongs. And we could, you know, if the American people, let's say during the football season, just emptied out the stadiums, like for Minneapolis, I believe it's like 78,000 people and it's packed every Sunday. If they just merely left their form of idolatry that the Lord condemns, Jeremiah 11:13, and they actually went to the Capitol and held the corrupt accountable for the crimes that they've committed lawfully and impeached them and prosecuted them according to the provision that we have in the U.S. Constitution, we could send the message, we can change our country within 6 months. But it shows you where their priority is. They care more about a bunch of full-grown men with tights on fighting over a pig ball, and the people somehow or another don't even understand that those games are completely rigged. And no matter how many times you tell them that they're rigged, they still have to entertain themselves in one way or another. Right out of their freedoms, and that's exactly what they're doing. Christine, I want to say this. You just have to do all that you can do and leave the results up to God, just like me. You feel like you're kind of the one that's isolated out there. You're kind of doing what you know to do, and you're trying to get other people to understand that it's the simplest thing in the world to do what the Lord commanded us to do, but it's the very thing that people want to circumvent when it comes to their responsibilities before God. And what is it? Keep my commandments. Live. Proverbs 7:2. It's your wisdom in the sight of the nations. Deuteronomy 4:6. But if you don't want to, when the Lord rejoiced over you to do you good, he'll also rejoice over you to do you evil because you fail to do it. Deuteronomy 28 verse 63. So it really comes down to a common sense answer. Like, for example, what I was talking about during the first segment, what's going on in Minnesota, and then the second segment, what's going on in Minnesota and across the United States of America. The only reason the bad guys are doing what the bad guys are doing is because the people that claim to be the good guys are doing absolutely nothing and allowing them to do the bad things that they do. So that's really where we're at today. And until it's righted by the people, it's not, nobody's going to do for us what the Lord has commanded us to do. That's not how he's glorified. Right. That's like putting the cart before the horse. That's not what we're called to do. We're to occupy, we're to be on this battlefield, and I don't know why, but somehow or another, professors in this country think it's a playground rather than a battlefield, and they don't understand we're supposed to put on this spiritual warfare, this armor in this warfare that we're called and commanded by God to live as a testing ground, and somehow that just exempts them. They're not a part of that. They'll say to you, that's not my call. I know. As you watch these babies being murdered, as you watch the CPS steal children and sexually traffic them along with the State Department.
You now, knowing these things, and you are really separate. Like, you have a hard time even relating to other people. Like,
yep.
It just never leaves your mind how you people are so into all of that it's not even... It's not even anything of any substantiation that brings any hope or meaning in life. And yet this is life-giving. You would be life-giving to stand for these children who can't stand themselves. And it just, you are not the same. You do not fit in with those people anymore.
Yep.
And
I'm with you.
God bless you, brother, and thank you.
Yeah,
for hearing the scripture.
Christine, I'm with you.
I try to make both shows as much as I can. I'm learning.
So am
and
I.
It's a blessing.
And I appreciate you, kiddo.
I appreciate it.
Yep, you too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yep, so here again we have she just called herself a little old lady, along with another little old lady, standing up for kids that are being trafficked by their own government through the CPS. Isn't that crazy? And the American people, what do? Well, I just got to take care of mine. No. You forgot that you're your brother's keeper. Remember how I told you some time ago that the young people are having to stand up and fight? I'm seeing it across the boards. I just seen this earlier. This is, and I'm not going to go there because Turning Point, by the way, I don't know if you see this or not, but Turning Point, friends, is reverting worse to where it was when it was in the control of Charlie. They're giving it over to a bunch of secularists, antichrists, homosexuals, folks. So you can see who is responsible for that alleged assassination. The fingerprints are becoming more clear and more clear on a 24/7 basis, and we already know who they are. And but I got a video, or not a video, but a post posted up on sonsoflibertymedia.com, and before it's news.com right now, there's a young man here, and Alpha News is highlighting that the Charlie Kirk effect causes chapter numbers to triple. For those that aren't paying attention to what's going on with this, and you see what happened right after this alleged assassination, I'm just saying that, folks, to vouchsafe myself concerning what's playing out here, because it's nothing but confusion, and it's nothing but a bunch of propaganda to confuse the American people by design, which shows you that there is a conspiracy, Jeremiah 11:9. But what I want you to know, friends, is that with what's going on with TPUSA, it's all reverting way worse than it was before Charlie was allegedly assassinated. But what you're seeing is you're seeing the young kids They're the ones that are actually standing up and saying, we're going to have to fight. We're going to have to do this because we see that the older generation has dropped the ball on us. That's the truth. And how you just exempt yourself from that responsibility. And I know that some of you say, well, I'm just out of here. You know, the sooner I get out of here, the better. Nope, you have it backwards. Just the way that you're thinking now, you have it backwards. You hasten to meet your judge on judgment day that you failed to obey when you were allotted the time through his mercy and his grace on this earth, and you did nothing but look for an exit strategy to get out of here, only to face your judge. Prepare to meet your God, people. And I'm talking about those that it applies to. We'll be right back. Sons of LibertyRadio.com. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the Internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. Mm-hmm. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadios.com.
President Franklin Roosevelt said, "We cannot read the history of our rise and development as a nation without reckoning with the place the Bible has occupied in shaping the advances of our republic."
BBSRadio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I don't know if I just looked down for a moment. Somebody had just said, and I don't know if it's applicable, Sarah, but it says, not saying being resentful is a good thing. It's just understandable in my opinion. I'm not talking about resentful. I'm talking about a righteous indignation here. The American people claim that they're so sick and tired of what's being tolerated here, but yet these are the people that pack their bags and run when it's their opportunity to basically prove the proof is in the pudding. When it's actually time to show their faith through their actions. James 2:14 through 26, they're the first ones gone. It's not resentful. No, no, no. You know, not the voice of the prophets. I'm writing a book on the prophets. Anybody want to know why I'm getting an attitude? Because you're not going to find a nice prophet. He is there to set the record straight. He is there to draw the line. He is there to drop the plumb line. He is there to say, no more. You're done. This is what's happening now. There's no nice way to say it, nor is there any nice way of saying, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. What you see in the modern church compared to the old church and the patriarchs of the faith, folks, what you're seeing is an absence of the Holy Ghost today. You're seeing an absence of Christ himself today. That's what you're seeing. So again, I want to go fast forward. Again, if this applies to this conversation, it's not resentful at all. I'll tell you where the amazement comes on my part, and I believe it came on Christine's part from Wisconsin too, is how the people sit back and tolerate this. You got to ask the question, which one is resentful? The ones that tolerate it and hate guys that are telling them this is the reason it's happening? Because it's not coming from me. It's shameful is what I see in this country. Shameful. And you know what? This is the kind of messaging that should be going on across the United States of America rather than sitting there just fueling the narrative that gets us chasing our tail 24/7, which, by the way, it's designed to do. You know, and I want to say it again. How is it that I seem to find myself like that of our friend from Wisconsin, that little old lady, that's what she called herself. How is it that we sit back and we find ourselves ostracized for seeing the common sensity of bringing about a resolve to the issues that everybody's complaining about? That is the issue, because that's all you're going to, folks, that's all you're going to get tomorrow, is you're going to get the world standing up, all the conservatives again, they're going to be talking about the new topic that the CIA, Mockingbird Media, the bone that they threw to them, they're going to go ahead and highlight that bone, and they're going to dissect that bone, and then they're going to show you the guilty party of who's guilty of throwing that bone, but they're going to do nothing to them. See, they've been conditioned to stay where they're at by the mainstream media, and these alpha organizations that are sent to be sicked on the people that dare stand up and call for justice. And I want to say to you guys in those alpha organizations, they're unconstitutional, number one. They're unconstitutional. Don't sit there and act like you're doing the job that you're supposed to be doing when you're tearing down the very laws that men fought, bled, and died fighting to uphold and to magnify. Just like Christ himself did on the cross. He died for the sins of the world, right? And he shed Calvary red with his blood as the propitiation to wash us from our offenses. Make sure you're on the right side of the aisle, bad guys. And all those guys that are in these alpha organizations, make sure you're on the right side of the aisle, because your time is coming as well. 10 out of 10 people die. That applies to all of us, not some of us. And we're going to answer for everything that we do, including every idle word and every idle thought. I don't care if you say to me, I don't believe it. You don't have to believe it. You don't have to believe in trucks neither, but stand in front of one and tell me what it does to you. Oh, that's right. You're not going to be able to, because then it's going to be too late. That's my point. That's my point. Let me go back and show you some kids here again that are being thrown to the wolves by their parents. They're thrown into the cesspool of indoctrination, the shark-filled doctrines that are thrown into the pool that your children are being thrown into. I want you to see how these kids are having to defend themselves. This is a Texas A&M student kicked out of class after objecting to a transgender lesson. But I tried to tell the American people 20 years ago, there's no lines with these people. Just ask those in Sodom and Gomorrah that wanted to test their steel before a just and a holy God. And when the Lord said to Abraham, nope, can't find 10 righteous. And when the Lord said to Lot, go, don't turn around. And he told his wife to do the same thing. He says, I'm going to, as he decrees it, I'm now going to do to Sodom and Gomorrah what men failed to do for themselves. And everybody there was judged. Every single one of them. It includes all of us, people. Look at the book of Lamentations. It includes all of us, people. It includes all of us together. Let me go over to this Texas A&M so I can show you how these kids are having to stand up for themselves in public schools. Okay, so she's talking about, you know, this is the teacher talking about transgenderism, which doesn't exist. It's Deuteronomy 22, verse 5.
I just have a question, because I'm not entirely sure this is legal to be teaching.
It isn't
because
legal.
According to our president, there's only two genders, and he said that he would be freezing agencies funding programs.
Okay,
that
here you have Donald Trump promoting transgenderism, as they call it, advocating for what the Lord calls an abomination. Donald Trump, through his pageantries, was the one to stand up and make sure that men that were as portraying themselves as women under a fiend appearance, counterfeit, right? Donald Trump was the one that was making sure that men that were dressed as women could stay in his pageants. I don't know if you're aware of this, but as long as he says that he's going to freeze funding concerning those that will promote the same things that he's been promoting for decades, there are still people in this country that don't quite get it. Remember, he promoted himself as the gayest president. He tweeted it out in 2016. I know you probably forgot that. You didn't see that, did you? No, I know. And don't, hey, let me just say this. Don't you dare call yourself a Christian when you don't even know his doctrine. John 7:17, okay? But here, the kids are standing up and saying, I don't even know if it's legal that you're doing this. This is illegal, is what she's saying to her teacher that's trying to brainwash the kids, because, you know, the kids are given to their sworn enemies, right? The ones that the parents drop their kids off to, they call them, the parents do, they call them their sworn enemies. But what they do is they drop their kids off to their sworn enemies to be raised up by their sworn enemies. And the parents in America, they just don't know why. They just don't know what's wrong. They can't figure it out. So what do? They just throw their kids in there and let the kids deal with it. And then they sit back in their hypocrisies and they sit there and say, well, you know, I had to go through it too. No, you didn't. No, you didn't. Because your generation at least still upheld the laws condemning the crimes that now your kids are having to subject themselves to concerning their lawlessness. That's what's going on. Okay. So this goes on for 5 minutes and she basically stands up and walks out of the room. How come that teacher's doing that, which is unlawful? All of our laws throughout the United States and state statute, even sodomy, homosexuality, our laws condemn it. How is it that they're getting away with it in public schools? I'm just kind of curious, because they'll always do whatever you let them get away with. Let me give you one more example, because I didn't plan on going down this trail today in any sense of the word. But I want you to hear this. This is a concert where a young kid at the concert that was playing the guitar and singing, I don't know who he is, but apparently he's popular, and he's starting to talk to the young people and saying, we're being silenced. We're being silenced. Listen to this.
Infiltrated by government.
He said, we're being completely infiltrated by our government. This is a younger generation.
It's people that are elected under the premise that they're going to represent our voice in another place, but instead of representing our voice, they just do everything they can to silence it.
This is the younger generation again, people. In other words, he's...
And so every year, we just keep getting shoved further and further down and keep getting kicked down every time we try to stand back up. And we're also disorganized and angry at each other. We have no idea what to even do. But if history repeats itself the way that it has, then one of these days, people are going to stop letting themselves get kicked down and we're all just going to stand up.
Yeah, and when's that going to happen, America?
And if there's one thing I've learned from everything that I've went through since August, there's a whole lot more of us than there ever will be of them.
See, that's what the American people haven't figured out. But that's a sign of the judgment of God. Right there. It's not a majority that prevails. It's a minority. And if you look at the establishing of our country, remember it was less than 3% of the population that the Lord blessed in establishing what it is that we have today in this experiment called America. Now America is being judged by less than 1.7% of the population, because the rest of that population tolerates the very leaven that the Lord told us to get rid of in leavening that lump, that the whole lump might be holy. So don't complain about what you tolerate. Again, take it how you want to take it. This is righteous indignation. Enough is enough. And it's what I say almost every single show. Enough is enough.